We're learning Masechet Sotah Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Omar Avloy by Yivarechia. El Mole Tfilosoi Shal David. If not for the Tfilah of David, Kol Yisrael Meichri Revav, whole Klal Yisrael would be very poor, and they'd be selling Revav, which is like a little oil, grease, which is a very lowly job. Shenema Shisa Hashem Mer Lehem. David HaMelech David, please Hashem, give them a moira. And Rash learns means morus. Give morus loisa adiyim, which means give them a shtaltz, give them a little oisher, wealth, and therefore the goyim will be noyeg behem covered. But if not for his tefillah of Shisa Hashem moira, then Klal Yisrael would have been mavishev yoinim, and they would have been roichri revav. That's the metzias really of a Klal Yisrael, is that they shouldn't have money. And they need a special tefillah of David, Shisa Hashem moira lehem. Two Tamidichamim would use one talis. Hashem Shemati Shemecha, which the Mashal says means, Shemati Shemecha means Nasav Nishmar Torah, Yeresi Hashem Polecha Bekerav Shonim Chayeyu. And we learn like this, Al Tikri Bekerav Shonim, Al Bekerav Shnayim. Bekerav Shnayim, with two people, we would have been miskas one talis. And Habakkuk asked for Hashem, Chayeyu, please give us chiyas, please give us money. And like Rashi explains, Oysa pu'ula shalcha, the hired vah Torah, she v'kir v'shnayim, that your pu'ula, which is Torah, which people learn v'kir v'shnayim, sh'shnayim shtrichim v'skarav, yachav, kisa echa, chayeyu, rufa'eyu v'harvach lehem, give them harvacha, give them, spread them out, give them wealth, retain lehem chiyusam, and give them lechiyas. And the shaila really is that if we already said that David HaMelech daven for Klal Yisrael, why do you need a special tefillah for Habakkuk? Tara says that David HaMelech was for the people who were the Balabatim. They always supposed to be Merecha Revab. On that, they had the tefillah of David, they can make money. Then Rabbi Loi came and daven that the Milcham also could be have a little more money, not be such doichik oini. And that was the tefillah of Habakkuk. Rabbi Yashiv in the Oros asks that we find the Gemara says in Brachas that Shisham Skas Talasachad, by Huda Rabbi Loi, Shisham Skas Talasachad. So you see, it wasn't Makuyim, Habakkuk. It was not Makuyim. So the Rabbi Yashiv answers that there's a difference between Tamidim Chamim and Tamidim. There, they were still learning. When they were still learning, they were still the bracha was not makuyim. Only after they came to Tamidim Chamim was the bracha makuyim. They were then after miskasa with one talis. Varmar v'loy bar yivarechich ya shemay Tamidim Chamim malchum v'derech two Tamidim Chamim walking on the way of imbedei of the return not talking and learning ruuyin li sarif. They really are ready to be burnt. But hey, Shanaim Ma'at in the Pasuk, that when Elisha and Elio were walking together, this is when Elio left Elisha, v'yihem halchum v'haloy. They were v'hem holchin holch v'daber v'hinei rechav eish v'susi eish v'afrid ben shneim v'yal yo b'sara shemayim. That says in the pasuk. So what was the point of having a rechav shel eish? Teretz is to show us that if not time with the diber, only because they're talking and learning. Haleka diber ruuyin li sarif. Not for diber, there will be a ruuyin to be burnt because they weren't talking and learning. V'am rav loy by yevrecha shmei tuchamad dar biyachas. Student become living in the same city. V'neichim zev zev halacha. They don't discuss halacha with each other. They don't get along with each other in halacha. That what happens is echad meis ve'echad gerla. One will die and one will go into galus. Shenem it says in the pasuk lonus shamal reitzeach as yirtzach as re'eyo bevlidas. That what happened in the story? Someone got killed b'shoigig, and the one who was a reitzeach b'shoigig has to run into galus. Why all this happened? Because bevlidas ve'in das elotayra. Das referring to Torah. Shenem it says in the pasuk nidmu ami bevlidas mevlidas ki ata das ma'asta. Says in the pasuk v'tishkach Torah shalikacha. That says in the pasuk. So we see that Beli Das has shaykhis to the Torah, and that's a remez in this pasuk, that if someone is Beli Torah, which means they don't talk and learning with each other, the two Tamei Chama, what happens is one will die, and one will go into galus.
They don't talk
nicely. They don't get along with each other in halacha. They talk nicely, they don't get along. They don't get along with each other in halacha, which means we have two Tamei Chama who talk together in halacha, the halacha is mumavur and comes out clearer. I mean, and also with a stronger psak also, if two Tamei Chachamim agree. If the two Tamei Chachamim argue, that works. Om Rav Yehuda Breider Amchia, Kol Tam Chacham Oisik V'Torah, M'Teichet Chak, Tvilos Nishma'as. That any Tam Chacham that's Oisik V'Torah M'Teichet Chak, he has special skula, his Tvilo B'Nishma'as. Nishma'as. Shenemar, Ki Am B'Tzion Yeshe B'Yushlaim, Bochoy Loi Sifke, don't cry, Chanun Yechoncho L'Koyl Zakecho, K'Shemose Onoch, Hashem will answer you right away. Hashem will answer you right away. So Ka'am B'tzion Yeshev is referring to Tamidei Chacham who are sitting and learning, Yeshiva Satayra, sitting and learning, and it says Hashem will listen to Kol Zakecha V'chsiv Asrei, and it says afterwards V'nosan, it says in that pasuk, V'nosan Hashem lechem, lechem tzar, amayim lachatz. So we see we're talking about aniyim. They're talking about aniyim, and they are learning, the Yosef Yerushalayim, the sitting in Yerushalayim learning. So the combination of learning, B'teichat Chak, will help that filosa in the Shema'as. Ravo Oma Mashbi'in Oysoi Meziv HaShchina. He's Zeicha to get satisfied from the Ziv HaShchina. Shenem Avahoyu Einecha Royes Merecha. It means Kav Yochel, he sees Hashem, Royes Merecha. So he's Nena from Ziv HaShchina. V'acha Bachnina Oma Af Eina Parga Nina V'fonav. There's no Mechitza between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem Avahoyu Konef Oid Merecha. Yikonef Loshen Meskasa, being covered, Loshen Okonef, like a beged. So there won't be a beged in between you and Merecha. Zokta Gemara Vayit. The Mishnah said, "Rashim Yoyim Rashim Rabbi Shua. Yoyim Shachar Beis Mikdash. There's no Yoyim without a Klala." And it says, "Vlo Yerid Hatal LeBracha. The Tal is not full of Bracha. Nitlam Tama Paris." And Rabbi Yosi says, "Af Nitl Shumana Paris." Zokta Gemara. What does it mean that every day there's a Klala? Amar Rava. B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Ruba Klasa Shachaveru. Every day is a big Klala than yesterday. It's worse than yesterday. Shenem. It says the pasuk in the Teicha. But Boiker Time Amiyit in Erev. In the morning, he'll say, "Who's going to give me the evening?" Over erev time, you tell the biker, and the evening says, "Who'll give me the biker?" Now, the Gemara makes a cheshbon. Doesn't mean I'm waiting for tomorrow morning, because hechte is tomorrow morning will be better. Hey, biker, you don't have biker to the machar. If it means I can't wait till tomorrow morning, mi yodei mahava. How do you know tomorrow morning will be any better? Elo the chalav. What it means to say is, who would give me this morning? At night, you say, "I wish I had this morning. This morning is much better than tonight." So you see that it gets worse at every next 12 hours. It gets worse. Vel alma ma'akim makayim. So how in the world is the world makayim? It keeps on getting worse and worse. Why is the world fall apart? So my answer is, I'll tell you what holds up the world. Akadusha the sidra vayheishmei rabadai garata. Shenem because it says the pasuk eretz of some lashon of darkness eretz of sekmo oifel tzamaves. It's like the darkness of death. Velois sedarim. And the reason why it's so dark, because you don't have starim. Starim is the say the parashat Torah. Ha'yesh starim, if you have starim, tefi and wife will save you from the darkness. Now what does it mean, kedusha de sidra? Zok Rashi, it means, to say the kedusha we say by Aval Tzion. So what does that help? Because that's oisik b'Torah. Why? We say the pasuk in the Torah, va'at the kodesh yeshik t'yisrael, and then we say the targum also. We say the targum. So we're learning Torah. It's Torah. So kedusha there is, every person that Klai Yisrael is learning Torah, and that's what's holding up the world. And what does it mean, Yeheshu Rabbi Galata? It means that the minhag was used to give a drasha on Shabbos, Barabim, and after Shabbos, it said, Kash the Rabbanon. So that Amen Yeheshu Rabba was on the Torah they learned. And it wasn't a day of work, like Rashi says, they all came to learn. Everyone came to learn Shabbos afternoon to hear a drasha. And that's what holds up the world. The learning of Klai Yisrael, the learning of Kedusha the Sidra, Amen Yeheshu Rabba, that's what holds up the world and saves us from complete darkness. So the Mishnah further, Vloyer, the Tal of Brach, and Vital Tam Pairs. Tanya Shim Lazo Emer. Tahira, once there was no more Tahira in the world, there's no more purity in the world, Batal Tam Varech. The Tam and the Rech of the Pairs are Batal. Meiser, they stopped keeping the mitzvahs of Meiser. Beetle Shuman Dagon, the plump and the fat of the Dagon, of the Tua, was Batal. And Gemara says a story. In this story, you're going to see that really the Tam Varech are there in the Paris. It's us who are corrupt and we can't smell it. Rav Huna Ashkach Tumra de Chinusa. He found this date of Chinusa, a certain type of date. Shakla, he took it. Rav Huna took it. Karcha Besudura. And he wrapped it in a handkerchief and he brought it home. Also, Rav Bray, his son Rabba walked in. Amalei, Merechina Reich Chinusa. I smell a Chinusa date. You must be pure. And you can smell it. You can smell the reyach of the Paris. Mamash threw the sudor. Yovanele, he gave it to his son. Who gave it to his son, Rabba? Adhochi, a little later on, Osa Abba Bray. Abba, the son of Rabba, the inical, the grandchild of Ravuna, walks in. Shoklo Yovanele, he takes it and gives it to him. He gives it to his son. Rabba gives it to his son, Abba. Omalei, so Rav Huna says, Bini, Samachta Eslibi, you made me so happy that you have Tahira, and I gave you that payri. And what do? You give it to your son, Mekisa Hashinai, you give it to your son. I gave you a present, you don't give away my present. Hainu Dar Minchi, Rachmi the Abba Abnei. The father loves his son. And Rachmi the Bnei Abnei, the son loves his son, not his father. The Havala. He likes his children better than his father. That means, the Ahava from a father to a child is stronger than from a child to a father. And that's the Matzias. What's the Pshat? So we know the famous Michtel Yo says the Pshat is, because how do you get a Hava? From the Lashon of Hav, giving. Because the father gives so much to his child, that's what makes him love. The son doesn't give so much to the father usually. And therefore, the love of a father is stronger to the son than the son to the father. Another idea about grandchildren. Rav Achav Yaakov brought up his grandson Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, who's an Amora. Kigodol, when Rav Yaakov got older, Amalei, Ashkayim, can I have a drink of water? Amalei, Lav Brichon, I'm not your son. Behind the Dharma Inchi, Rebbe, Bar Bartachana. It's like a saying, you know, you might be my master, but I'm not Mechiv to, which means like, Godel Godel, so you brought me up, but after speaking, I'm not your child, I'm the child of your daughter. Now, obviously, the Mepharshim speak out, Rabbi Yaakov wasn't doing nothing. If he was doing nothing, of course he would do a chesed, and also especially his grandfather. The case was he's middle of learning, so he held, he was not Mechiv to stop learning to take care of Rav Achav Yaakov, because Rav Achav Yaakov was not his father. And the Mashal speaks out, even though usually grandchildren are like children, even a child of your daughter is considered Debanim, because of that. That's what the Mashal of Daik Ma'agamara. Actually, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah of kibud avim to your grandfather. It says not more than your parents will go first, but second is the grandparents. So the Ramah has a raya from a pasuk in Chumash where it says that Yaakov, it's Rashi in Chumash really, that Yaakov brought a carbon lekei over Yitzchak, zog Rashi, because a person v'chuyiv in his father's cover more than his grandfather. That's what Rashi says, but the grandfather has covered. So that's a riot today. But the one of them are showing, they argue on the Ramah and says there's no din kibud avim, and the Gra says the riot from Agamara, there's no din kibud avim to a grandfather.
What you said before is that the grandchildren
are going
to the
husband
of
Puru. Yeah, the Shavis Yitzhara is at least that much, yeah. If someone has a son and then he has a grandson, that son dies, the grandson will keep alive the Puruvu. That's what Gemara Yavama says. That the grandparents, the grandchildren will keep it alive. That pasha's not. Look at the Gemara Yavamis. That's a complete sugi Yavamis, not a sugi over here. Akaponim, but that it's a sugi Yavamis. The pasha's not. Akaponim, that's what comes out from this Gemara. We're saying over from the Ramah, Takamachlekes, if there's keep it of aim on that.